Chapter 3. Marching Band Meet Syrup. Parade morning dawned bright, cool, and full of panic. The marching band had lost one tuba. The leaf dancers had too many leaves and not enough agreement. The mayor's sash was on backward again, and the goose had already stolen a ribbon. The pancake parade float rolled into position at the center of town. Everyone stared. It was glorious. The giant smiling acorn nodded gently as the wheels moved. The brass horns tootled their Duck Manor song. A sign on the side read, "Nutville Harvest Hoopla, now with pancakes." Papa climbed aboard wearing a parade apron. Mama stretched beside the pedals. Nutty took his place at the controls. "Remember," said Mrs. Hedgehog, handing Nutty a checklist, "one pancake every 3 minutes. No surprise launches. No unauthorized topping experiments." Nutty nodded very seriously. Then the parade began. Down Walnut Lane they rolled. Children waved. The crowd cheered. The marching band found its missing tuba, although it still seemed annoyed. At the first corner, Nutty gave the signal. Mama pedaled. Papa flipped. Flip! A golden pancake arced through the air in one perfect spin and landed right on the official parade plate. The crowd roared. "It works!" Nutty shouted. He was so excited that he bumped the music lever with his elbow. Suddenly, the brass horn switched from parade song to something much louder and much bouncier. The giant smiling acorn's hat began opening and closing like a mouth, and a hidden compartment popped open, releasing decorative cinnamon dust over the front row. Children loved it. The marching band did not. "Too much atmosphere," coughed the trumpet section. Then Papa reached for the syrup pitcher and discovered that one tiny hose Grandma had removed was not the only syrup-related idea Nutty had installed. A button on the handle lit up and blinked, "Cheerful drizzle mode." Papa looked at Nutty. Nutty looked at the button. Both said, at the exact same time, "Don't press that." The float hit a pebble. The button pressed itself.